just give a introductory kind of a talk. So I have chosen Arileela 1.4 for a small discussion. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Please repeat word for word. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunayavatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnato Jvalarasam Svabhakti Shriyam Harihi Purata Sundara द्युति कदंबा संदीपितः सदा हृदयकंदरे स्फुरतु वा सचिनंदना अनर्पित चरिम चिरात करुणायावतीर्ण कलौ समर्पयितुं मुन्नोत्वजलसां स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु वः सचिनन्दनः अनर्पित नॉट बेस्टोड Charim, having been formerly, Chirat, for a long time, Karunaya, by causeless mercy, Avatirnaha, descended, Kalau, in the age of Kali, Samarpayitum, to bestow, Unnata, elevated, Ujjvalarasam, the conjugal mellow, Swabhakti, of his own service, Shriyam, the treasure, Harihi, the Supreme Lord, Purata, than gold, Sundara, more beautiful, Dyuti, of splendor, Kadamba, with a multitude, Sandipitaha, lighted up, Sada, always, Hridayakandare, in the cavity of the heart, Spuratu, let him be manifest, Vaha, your, Shachinandanaha, the son of Mother Shachi, Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare This is a benediction given by Srila Rupa Goswami in one of his dramas, Vidagdha Madhava Natak. He wrote many dramas, and this one is a blessing, it's an ashirvad, ashirvachan given by Rupa Goswami. What he says here is, the Supreme Lord, Hari, who is generally seen as Shama, dark complexion, has now come in a resplendent complexion, gold. But it is not just the packaging which has changed. They say that it's the same old thing in a new package. In fact, people buy things just because the package is new. They say like that. New attractive packaging. But the packaging needs to be thrown away. You use the inner product. But with Lord Chaitanya, the inner product is as important as the outer packaging. There is a reason why the outer complexion has changed, and we'll see that later. So this is the first of the prayers of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, where he introduces the reader to the importance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation. And then in the ninth chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have a detailed explanation about how this incarnation affected the history of India at that time and the entire spiritual culture In fact, it was nothing less than a spiritual revolution. The ninth chapter introduces us to this form of the Supreme Lord, Lord Hari, making his advent in this material world for a very specific reason. In India, avatars are common. In fact, they are so common that it is ridiculous. Everybody and anybody says, there's an avatar here, there's an avatar there. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation, Srila Prabhupada would stress again and again, that we have a solid philosophical background. And that is the testimony. Srila Prabhupada is surrounded by his books, which are his main contribution. The philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be summarized: chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dance in kirtan and take prasad if you are tired, and that's it. As some of you are smiling, I still do smile. But how can the goal of life, how can the highest philosophy be so simple? It was not until I read a scientific paper by, I don't remember which scientist, but he said that we are looking to explain the origin of this universe with an equation which can be worn on a t-shirt. It has to be that simple. The entire reason behind why this world was created in just one equation. So I thought, hey, philosophers want something to be as simple as just one line. And today's scientists, they also have the same goal. I remember an old BTG cartoon where like a whole blackboard was filled with an elaborate equation as to how the world actually began, how the universe actually began. And at one point there was a small gap where somebody had scribbled and a miracle takes place. And then the next thing. So somebody asked the scientist, some more explanation is needed, like for this particular statement you made, and then a miracle takes place. So scientists are still puzzled as to how this whole thing began. And Prabhupada writes in one purport that with this kind of mentality of exploiting nature, you can't create anything, you can't maintain this world, and you can't even destroy because you want it. It's not your dash's property, as we say in India, that you just want to create or maintain or destroy. But some people say we create some this element into that element and a new thing comes. So one lecture Prabhupada joked that, see, just because you have something like you have some besan and you have some sabji, cut vegetable, you just put that into this and make a pakoda. Is that a pakoda like that? Like today we have some arrowroot sweet. You can also put that in besan and fry it and say it's a new item I made. So today creation is like this. You just make something from something. Even in music, you fuse so many different styles of music and say, this is my style, new music. I remember one old classical master who had studied music. He said, this is not fusion music, this is confusion music. Fusion or styles can be done by somebody who has achieved some mastery, some supremacy, some, he has a whole background of sadhana for it. So we are discussing incarnations. People do some miracle, then they say he's an incarnation. One man was arguing with Prabhupada that my guru also is as good as God. He's an incarnation of God. And Prabhupada normally would get very ticked by this kind of allegation or statement, and he allowed that person to say, why do you say that? Oh, he cured one person of his drinking problem. Somebody had a drinking problem and my guru cured him. Prabhupada said, then I am an incarnation 10,000 times over. He said, do you know the kind of followers I had? They had no background in Vedic life. They had no understanding of what scriptures were. And this is very significant because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to Banaras. That was a bold thing at that time. Going to Banaras, Varanasi, Kashi, and there was Prakashanand Saraswati, a big boss, head, titular, kind of pontiff, or the head of that particular situation. Thousands of sannyasis under him. And he was told that a Bengali sannyasi has come to town. So even in those days, these kind of news things would go fast. So nothing unusual about a Bengali sannyasi, but no, this person is simply singing and dancing. So Prakashanand Saraswati was so, he kind of pitied that a sannyasi who is dancing and singing in the streets, how low can you get? We'll just take a quick survey. How many of you have had dance in the street before joining the Hare Krishna movement? Be honest. Very few. How many of you were ashamed to dance in the street before coming to the Hare Krishna movement? In fact, the first time I came here in this temple and I saw Krishna Chandra Prabhu dancing, I was just next to him and I was so embarrassed. My eyes were fixated on my feet. I didn't look here, I didn't look there. I said, why are these grown-ups dancing? Because there is some arti going on here. So, coming from this kind of prudish culture and having those inhibitions, you don't dance on the street. This other kind of people in Bombay, they do that for Ganeshotsav or for Navratri or whatever. We liked to see someone dancing. All Hollywood movies, Bollywood, not Hollywood, Bollywood, were all at the drop of a hat, they would start dancing. Isn't it? So we love singing, dancing. We know that somebody is happy, that's why he's dancing. Somebody is coming singing and dancing from work. You may say, kya baat hai? Promotion? Increment? What happened? So singing and dancing meant somebody is happy. But for a sannyasi, it was a big no-no. It's not possible. Why? Because it is done by, in the words of Prakashanand Saraswati, bhavuk people. Bhavuk means nothing here, no grey cells, no idea of any rich philosophical background, never studied anything, and just raise your arms and chant and dance. When he accosted Mahaprabhu later, why you go with these cheap people? Sit with us, talk philosophy. And Mahaprabhu's answer was most shocking. He says, my guru, he examined me and said, you are a fool. And I can't study Vedanta. Now this was a loaded statement. Because Prakashanand Saraswati knew his background. He said, no, wait. You were a Nyayika. Nyayika means studied Nyay. You defeated Keshav Kashmiri. You had the topmost coaching class in all of Navdeep at that time. You know these coaching classes, they all put their people as number one, number two, whatever. So there were no BST buses at the time, but you imagine, try to understand, the whole of Navdeep was splashed with big billboards of, like people would say, I studied under Mahaprabhu. How long? 2 weeks, but whatever. They say, okay, 2 weeks under him is not a bad thing. So imagine if somebody was with him for the whole Pathshala time, studying under Nimai Pandit, you are settled for life. It's like join Microsoft or Google or I don't know, it is that good or maybe. But at least it's like your startup capital is funded by the biggest venture capitalist of that time. You had it. You studied under Nimai Pandit, no more fear of anything. That was Nimai Pandit's scholarship. And here is Prakashananda asking him that, why you chant and sing and dance? And he said, my guru said this is not for you. So then the whole discussion started as to why should you sing, why should you dance? And then Prabhupada, in a class which has come as a chapter of Science of Self-Realization, a very, very important book, he said, and we can see how Prabhupada left India, went to America, and he had a whole plan ready with him. And what was that plan? To introduce Harinam Sankirtan. He enjoyed Chaitanya Charitamrit when he had his two heart attacks. He came down to Boston Pier, Commonwealth Pier, Boston Harbor, New York. And for 1 year, it was just living in somebody's room and at the YMCA in Butler, Pennsylvania, a little bit of success here, a little bit of success there. But the real thing came when he moved to 26 Second Avenue. And Prabhupada said, I went with one dugdugi, not even a proper mridanga, one-sided drum, like this. There is a video of Prabhupada, and if you really see how intense, he would close his eyes, Hare Krishna, that's how he would chant. And as usual, most of the neighborhood they were saying, they would call Swami's flock, the Swami and his group of ragtag followers, hippies, drifters, people without any aim in life. And he would take everybody. The first time they came out wearing dhoti kurta, there was no kurta at that time. So they just had the second piece just wrapped around. And this was a big spectacle for New Yorkers. Somebody said, who are they? Arabs? I said, no, I don't think so. Somebody said, hey, you forgot your pajamas. Which means, for those in India, you were having a bed sheet while you were sleeping, and you are just walking out of your bedroom with those bed sheets. So this kind of sarcasm, and there were the old Ukrainian ladies from the village. There are pictures, you can still see them, and they are like confused. What? Swami is chanting, and one police officer came. New York police officer, big, the thin blue line as they say. So he said, okay, who's in charge here? And he's looking at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada looking at one boy, as if, and said, who's in charge here? And then said, Swamiji. At the time they were just calling me Swamiji. Swamiji is saying, you're sitting on the lawn. In fact, I have been to Tompkins Square Park. It's a park, but where the park is, you cannot walk. You can only walk on the concrete. So sometimes you worry that, I mean, if it's a park, you have to walk on the park. But it's a big thing in the West that Is it correct, Nardaki Mataji, that you're not allowed to walk on the lawns? It's very precious. But in India, we say, "To ghas hai." So Prabhupada was not willing to give up the momentum. He said, "Okay, if you want to sit on the lawn, just move aside." Kept on chanting. So the problem was just while you're sitting on the lawn. Then one day, two of his boys, as affectionately called them, they started dancing with their hands upraised. Prabhupada was so happy, he was so glad that just on their own they started dancing. Many, many lectures this theme would come again and again. They stood up and they started dancing. Oh, it was so nice, it was so nice, it was so nice. Later, this simple act of singing, chanting Hare Krishna in the streets and dancing in the streets would pave the way for a major revolution in the world. You and me today, we are just observers of recorded history. There are a few individuals like Nardaki Mataji here, Radhanath Maharaj of course, and others who were part of that, who were seeing that. There is one interesting thing about, I don't know which book I was reading, but this author is saying that those who participate in something revolutionary, while they are doing it, they are not realizing that what we are doing is revolutionary. They feel, like Chowpatty Temple Hall, 1988-89, 80 people was the Sunday feast. In fact, if 100 would come, we would say, cook again, rice, banana. So now it is packed full. But we didn't realize it, how gradually it came. And what's the foundation for this program? What's the foundation for a program in any ISKCON temple? Chant Hare Krishna, dance in Kirtan, take prasadam, and that's it. And of course then Prabhupada added, if you have any objection, why you should chant Hare Krishna only? Oh, we have 80 books to convince you. Then you have to read them. Try to understand them. So, this process of chanting Hare Krishna with our own beats, your private meditation, or better, Sankirtan, along with devotees, whether in a hall like this, for the pleasure of the deities, even more better, on the streets, and making everybody hear this. Today we have this kind of a feeling, why force spirituality on someone? Don't force. Let people take their decision on their own. Hey, every time I open my mobile to call somebody, there is somebody saying, buy this, come here, taste this, eat this, wear this. Are they not forcing me to do something? There are some ads which won't go unless I do something about them. Please don't be misled. Everybody out there is ready to force you to make some decision. And he just makes, or he or she makes you feel like it's your decision. So, Mahaprabhu's, this verse which we are reading, anarpita, arpit, to give, arpan karna. Anarpita, not given for a long time. What do you mean, how long? Rupa Goswami is saying, chirat. Chirakal, simple Hindi word. So chirat means not just for a long time, but for a very long time. But if he is just Krishna, whom Jayadeva Goswami glorifies, Keshava. O Lord Keshava, Dhrita, you have taken some form. Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa. Keshava Dhrita Bhrigupati Rupa. Keshava Dhrita Shukara Rupa. You are Keshav. You have taken this form. But you are Lord Hari. Jai Jagadisha Hare. That Hare is Hari. But in the Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare is Radharani. Small technical difference. Be careful. So, here is the same Lord. And he has come. But then if you read the Dashavatar, you will find Nindasi Yajna Videraha Sruti Jatam. There was a specific thing, people were misusing the sacrifices. So he came as Lord Buddha and he stopped rampant animal killing. With Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakhamadbhuta Shringam, you ripped open the abdomen of this demoniac Hiranyakashipu, saved his son, and I glorify you, Lord Hari. But these incarnations, they came, they did their specific things. They saved the devotee and then they left. Now listen carefully. So what is the specialty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he like someone who just says, chant Hare Krishna and goes away? Rupa Goswami is saying, you cannot but be Krishna. You are Krishna. Sometimes devotees say, what is the evidence we have that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna? Rupa Goswami is saying, you are offering Krishna prema. No one but Krishna can give Krishna prema. Then the next question arises, is Krishna prema anything special? Do we even need it? I am happy with whatever I am getting. Food, clothing, shelter, roti, kapda, makan, I am happy. They said, no! This age of Kali is the most degraded, the most condemned. Avatirna Kalau in this age. And there he is offering for a slight improvement or a slight action on your part, a complete solution to all problems of life. Now you may say, but even other Vedic scriptures, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puran, Upanishads, they also offer solution to all problems of life. Yes, but not in this melodious, not in this sweet way. I'll just make a small, it's a bad comparison, it's a bad analogy. But a rich man giving somebody daily food, okay, that's charity. Giving a house to live, that's much more. Giving a job for life, that's even higher than that. But saying, you are like my son, here is half of the estate. Or saying, here is my entire estate. Now that is unthinkable. Why would someone give his entire property to someone? Radha, the word comes from Aradhana, to worship. She is Krishna's heart. And Krishna is offering that prem, that love. So it is not just Mahaprabhu giving a 20-point economic program for something, your economic benefit, or just some vocational guidance. No! Because all other, from one angle, all other programs, they keep you as a beggar. You keep on begging. Srila Prabhupada says, even the topmost Mayavadis, their begging process goes on till the point of liberation. And after that, what happens? They get that liberation. Aham Brahmasmi. Now I have become one. So the arrogance comes in. Pride goes before a fall. That arrogance or that ignorance or the combination of both. And there is a vacuum in the heart. And one day, there is a chance that you can again choose to come down.
So all the labors taken for that kind of sadhana, it all goes in vain. But what Mahaprabhu is offering is something so superior. Why is he doing that? In fact, in one of our class discussions, somebody said, why did Mahaprabhu come? I said, really? As if you are a problem that he came? No, I am just saying that if Krishna, Swayam Bhagwan, has come in Kali, in the age before Kali, and why did Mahaprabhu come again? Only one reason. Rupa Goswami says, Karunaya. Karuna is such a deep concept. It's just like a beggar. There is a saying in English, the duck which quacks the loudest gets the food. So similarly, the one who begs the loudest, people are attracted, okay, take something. But just because a person gives money because of the decibel level, like somebody just shouted, hey, kuch to do, give something, and that's what makes you give? Not necessarily. The giver also has to have that mercy in his heart. I just made a small list of few characters of the Chaitanya Leela who got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that mercy meant straight ascendance into Krishna's pastimes. Nothing less. In the morning we had Braj Bihari Prabhu talk about the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srivas and the other devotees, they were discussing among themselves because people around them were threatening. You Vaishnavas, and you're chanting and you're dancing and you're nonsense philosophizing, and why are you here? We are under Mughal rule. I just heard that the Nawab has sent soldiers, and he's asking them, who are these people who are chanting and making such a ruckus all over town? And they said, well, this is the house of Srivas. He and his brothers, they do that. Break that house. Throw it in the Ganga. Sometimes, you know, you wish that, oh, I wish I was born in those times. Hey, these are things that were happening at the time. Today we have Shatbhuj Prabhu and his group, they go all the way to Kirtan. Mostly any place in Bombay is okay, right? Apart from few. But then that you use your common sense. But at least if you go, I mean, we don't expect people to swoon or fall at our feet and say, oh, thank God for coming. But thank God for not spitting, thank God not for hitting us with stones or whatever. But we can preach. So when you say, when will the golden age come? We are in it. It's not going to come tomorrow, day after tomorrow. So if you wish you were born in those times, there was this constant fear. Soldiers would come and break your mridangas. At that time, Mahaprabhu allayed those fears. He said, Srivas, do you think that I cannot handle a few hundred soldiers or something? He said, I'll call this king, so-called king. Bring all your so-called religious priests, mullahs, scholars, whatever. Bring the best of your philosophical knowledge and make one horse or one elephant cry in ecstasy. Now that certainly nobody would ever think of that. And he said, when I will start chanting Hare Krishna, I'll make even those animals shed tears. Lachandas Thakur says, Pashu Pakhi Jure, Pashu beasts, Pakhi birds, even Mahaprabhu's chanting has the power to change their hearts. And just as a token sample, he saw 4-year-old Narayani. Narayani, chant Krishna. And Narayani, just because of being empowered by Mahaprabhu, Krishna. It was not just, okay, say Krishna, Krishna. Not like that. It was Krishna, right from the innermost core of her heart, started shedding tears, horripilation, hair standing on end.
and the devotees could understand. Mahaprabhu's movement is serious. My parents, not both of them, at least my father, he had heard me saying this, I'm joining the Hare Krishna movement, going for the Gita class. And one day, the typical, I think you also must have encountered this question, Kab tak chalega ye? How long? You may say, how long? It's not just for 4 months or 5 months or whatever. Because I don't know about you, but I still have that small seed or conditioning of taking something as if this is the goal of my life and dropping it at the next week or next month or something, like we do with songs or movies or superstars. Some superstar is poster is there on your bedroom wall or something, and after a few years you tear it out, this guy is idiot. So therefore, in one sense they are right. Kab tak chalega ye? How long will you continue? Second question, a corollary to that, what are you getting from this? A chanting se kya milta hai? What do you get from chanting? And as Radhan Maharaj, he likes to say that again, that Prabhupada assured, what do you get from chanting? More chanting. Now if the first question is troubling enough, the answer is far confounding. You mean you chant so that you can chant? Yeah, that's all. But yes, that's how it is. Maharaj, come. It's only Radhana Swami Maharaj ki.